Okay, Councillor Hines, first spokes breakfast as transport convener?
Yeah, but I have been before. I came as Lord Provost before, so I have been, and it's usually raining, so it's nice to see. It's a nice day today.
Absolutely, and has the turnout got bigger?
It looks like it. I mean, obviously the weather helps, but I just do think there's a real interest in cycling, particularly the last year. I mean, while there's been an interest before, I think people have got more, and obviously the numbers are going up as well, and people are taking to cycling, particularly family-friendly, but also going to work as well.
Now, your administration is committed to the 5%, which is a fairly groundbreaking thing, and it was very noble of you to thank Gordon McKenzie in your speech, I thought. Do you have any... I know officers are coming forward with proposals, but have you got any idea which big projects that you know you personally like to see go forward, or what you'd like to see that budget used for?
Well, we have the Active Travel Action Plan, and you know, people that I've spoken to, cyclists, believe that's a really good plan, and particularly it's not just about cyclists, it's also about pedestrians as well. So I think that's about how do we get that pedestrian and cycle mix right, and how do we encourage cycling and walking. So I would think that the money that we've got for this year should really follow the active travel plan, because I think that's the way to go about it.
I'm not
saying I'm fountain of all knowledge and I know, because I think there's lots of ideas there.
And so you'll be convening a sort of cyclist user group, is that right?
We've given a commitment to set up a transport forum, and obviously spokes would be part of that, and I hope to get that done quite quickly. And obviously part of that transport forum, I would, you know, I anticipate would perhaps have a subgroup of that which would deal with cycling and walking.
Okay, thank you very much. Cheers for that.